Dream big and explore our world.
Storytime, anytime, hey!
A music and adventure world.
Hi, and welcome back to another exciting episode of Storytime Anytime. Today, we are going to take a trip to Old MacDonald's farm and meet the interesting animals that live there. Let's sing some silly songs, listen to a story about a very special farm dog, and have a farm-filled learning adventure.
Thank you.
love that song. Bingo is a great name for a farm dog, don't you think? Next, we are going to meet another farm dog. His name is Milo. Let's follow Milo through his day on Farmer Floyd's farm. On the farm. Cock-a-doodle-doo, the rooster crows. It is time for Milo the farm dog to wake up and begin his daily rounds. He has a lot to do before the sun gets too hot. Milo has a very important job. He helps Farmer Floyd make sure the animals stay safe and sound. That hungry wolf wouldn't dare come around when Milo is on the job. First, Milo checks on the hens. Did the rooster wake them up too? Yes, even the little baby chicks are awake. Cheep, cheep, cheep. And the mother hens have been very busy. Look at all those eggs. Cheep, cheep, cheep. Cluck, cluck, cluck. Oink, oink, oink. Milo hears as he passes the pig pen. Look, the piglets are having breakfast. Mama Pig certainly has a lot of babies to feed. Everything is okay here. Milo barks and moves on. Farmer Floyd's big cows can take care of themselves, but Milo makes sure the little baby calf is safe and happy. Bruno the bull doesn't like Milo's red bandana. It makes him want to charge, so Milo doesn't get too close. Hello, Milo, Farmer Floyd says. He is busy milking one of the cows. Milo lies down near his master to cool off for a little while. He also wanted to watch Annie, the cat. Can you guess what Annie is looking for? Milo suddenly hears the electric clippers. Farmer Floyd's wife, Betty, is shearing the fluffy wool off the sheep. Don't worry, little lambs. It doesn't hurt a bit. It's just like getting a haircut. And your wool will make nice, warm sweaters. As Milo wanders over to the pond, he hears the geese and little goslings calling. Then the ducks and little ducklings chime in. Quack, 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 quack. Milo would like to splash in the pond too, but he decides instead to lie in the shade and watch the birds play. Honk, 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 honk. Uh-oh. Is one of the little kids missing? Milo counts the baby goats to make sure all three are okay. But he only sees two kids. Do you see the other one? Look at that! One of the kids has wandered off behind the hay. The horses are the favorite part of Milo's job. He loves to run with them. And the new pony. It's getting very hot. Milo decides it's time to head home for food. So he takes a shortcut through the cornfield. Milo thinks that Scarecrow needs a new name. He never scares any of the crows who are always eating Farmer Floyd's corn. It's been a busy morning. Milo's very hungry and sleepy. He wouldn't mind taking an afternoon nap. Don't worry. He'll keep one eye open, just in case that sneaky wolf tries anything. Milo Milo does work hard on the farm. I think he loves his job, and I'm sure the animals love Milo and feel very safe when he's around. Next up is At the Farm, Listen and Sing Along, and one of my all-time favorites. Here we go. At the Farm. Look at the pigs playing in the mud. I see three little pigs, and they're all having fun.
Now the sheep in the pen look ready to play. They're going baa, baa, baa on this bright sunny day.
There are two big cows and a baby too. Listen to the cows going moo, moo, moo.
The ducks in the pond go quack, quack, quack. They go underwater to find a snack.
Look at the frogs playing in the bog. Mr. Bullfrog croaks while sitting on a log.
The galloping horses go neigh, neigh, neigh. Two are brown, one is black, and one is gray.
Five little mice go out for a stroll. They see Mr. Cat and scamper to their hole.
The mommy cat hears her babies go
meow, meow, meow.
She feeds them gently because she knows how.
Now the farmer's dog goes ruff, 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 while the barnyard animals have had enough.
The sweet little chicks go peep, 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 while the mama chicken just tries to sleep.
Now Mrs. Goat is a grumpy old thing. She doesn't like to hear the bluebirds sing.
The animals sleep soundly under soft moonlight. The farmer just smiles and says, good night.
And the duck pleased me. I fed my duck under yonder tree. Duck goes quack, quack. Hen goes chimmy chuck, chimmy chuck. Cat goes fiddle-i-fee. I bought me a goose. The goose pleased me. I fed that goose under yonder tree. Goose goes hissy, hissy. Duck goes quack, quack. Hen goes chimmy chuck, chimmy chuck. Cat goes fiddle-i-fee. I bought me a sheep. The sheep pleased me. I fed that sheep under yonder tree. The sheep goes baa, baa. Goose goes hissy, hissy. Duck goes quack, quack. Hen goes chimmy chuck, chimmy chuck. Cat goes fiddle-i-fee. Well, I bought me a pig, that pig pleased me. I fed my pig under yonder tree. Pig goes oink, oink. Sheep goes baa, baa. Goose goes hissy, hissy. Duck goes quack, quack. Hen goes chimmy chuck, chimmy chuck. Cat goes fiddle-i-fee. Well, then I bought me a cow, the cow pleased me. I fed that cow under, well, that same tree. The cow goes moo, moo. Pig goes oink, oink. Sheep goes baa, baa. Goose goes hissy, hissy. Duck goes quack, quack. Hen goes chimmy chuck, chimmy chuck. Cat goes fiddle-i-fee. Then I bought me a horse, and the horse pleased me. I fed that horse under yonder tree. The horse goes neigh, neigh. Cow goes moo, moo. Pig goes oink, oink. Sheep goes baa, baa. Goose goes hissy, hissy. Duck goes quack, quack. The hen goes chimmy check, chimmy check. The cat goes fiddle-i-fee. Well, I bought me a dog. The dog pleased me. And I fed that dog under yonder tree. The dog goes bow-wow, bow-wow. The horse goes neigh, neigh. The cow goes moo, moo. The pig goes oink, oink. The sheep's going baa, baa. The goose goes hissy, hissy. That duck is still quacking. The hen goes chimmy chuck, chimmy chuck. Cat goes fiddle-i-fee.
What an awesome time today. I hope you enjoyed singing along, listening to some great stories, and meeting Milo, the adorable, hardworking farm dog. So, your assignment today is, if you had a farm dog, what would you name it? Yes, that's a perfect name. This has been brought to you by Twin Sisters Digital Media and Evergreen Podcasts. Be sure to hit subscribe. If your children enjoyed these songs and stories, go to twinsisters.com to find even more ways for them to sing and learn. Be sure to subscribe to our newsletter for our free download of the day giveaways and promotions on exciting new digital learning content like these and much more. And visit our friends at evergreenpodcasts.com. Thank you for joining us at Storytime Anytime.
My name is Cindy Burnett, and each week I interview at least two traditionally published authors on my podcast, Thoughts from a Page. We talk spoiler-free about their books, so you can listen whether you have read the book or not. And then we delve into things that you most likely won't hear about anywhere else. The importance of the cover design, why they included various aspects of the story, personal details about both the books and the authors' lives, and so much more. You can find the podcast on every major platform and learn more about it on my website, thoughtsfromapage.com. Thanks so much for checking it out.